Transformed by Truth, The Power of Father God. Today we delve into the profound power of Father God. Understanding God's power as our Father, it transforms our faith, our approach to life's challenges, and our daily walk with Him. Our exploration today is anchored around four key points: God's creative power, His sustaining power, His redeeming power, and His sacrificial love. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honour at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. The creative power of Father God. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. From the very first verse of the Bible, we see the creative power of God. He speaks, and out of nothing the universe comes into existence. The Hebrew word for create is bara, which is used exclusively for divine creation. It signifies creating something from nothing, demonstrating God's unique and unparalleled power. God's creative power reminds us that He can bring new life and new possibilities into our lives, no matter our circumstances. Just as He created the world, He can create new opportunities, heal brokenness, and bring forth His plans for us. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of His understanding. Isaiah proclaims the eternal strength and wisdom of God, highlighting His role as the tireless creator. The term everlasting God emphasizes His eternal nature and unchanging power. When we face challenges, we can rest in the knowledge that our creator is both powerful and eternally present. He's not limited by time or fatigue, and His creative power is always at work in our lives. The sustaining power of Father God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. He existed before anything else, and He holds all creation together. The Apostle Paul speaks of Christ's preeminence and His role in sustaining all creation. The Greek word suniasteo translates as holds together, and it implies that Christ continually sustains and maintains the universe in its proper order. God's sustaining power assures us that He is actively involved in every detail of our lives. He not only created us, but also sustains us, daily providing strength, guidance, and provision. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The sun radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command. The writer of Hebrews emphasizes the deity of Christ and His role in sustaining the universe. The phrase "mighty power of His command" underscores the authority and power of Christ's word sustaining all things. We can trust that God's sustaining power is sufficient for our every need. Whether we face physical, emotional, or spiritual challenges, He is the one who upholds us. The redeeming power of Father God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. Paul speaks of the richness of God's grace and the redemption offered through Christ's sacrifice. The Greek word for redemption is apolutrosis, which means to buy back or ransom, indicating a full liberation from bondage. God's redeeming power shows us that no matter how far we've strayed, He can redeem us through the blood of Christ. And this redemption is complete, offering forgiveness and new life. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Peter highlights the precious and invaluable nature of Christ's sacrifice, contrasting it with perishable materials. The term precious blood emphasizes the incomparable value and purity of Christ's sacrifice. We're reminded of the great cost of our redemption and the boundless love of our Father God. This should inspire us to live in gratitude and commitment to Him. The sacrificial power of Father God. Matthew 26, verse 28. For this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. During the Last Supper, Jesus explains the significance of his impending sacrifice, instituting the practice of communion as a reminder of his covenant. The Greek word diatheke translates as covenant, signifies a binding agreement, and emphasizes the commitment and relationship established through Jesus' sacrifice. When we partake in communion, we're reminded of the immense sacrifice that Christ made for us. It's a powerful moment to reflect on his love and reaffirm our faith and renew our commitment to live according to his will. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. And gave thanks to God for it, and he broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." Paul recounts Jesus' instructions regarding communion, emphasizing the importance of remembering Jesus' sacrifice. The term remembrance, in Greek anamnesis, implies more than mere recollection. It involves a profound, active participation in the sacrifice of Christ. Communion is a time to remember, a time to celebrate the sacrificial power of Father God, allowing him to transform our hearts and lives. It's a sacred moment to align ourselves with his purposes and renew our dedication to following him. Recognizing the power of Father God in creation, sustenance, redemption, and sacrifice should fill us with awe and gratitude. Let's embrace this power in our daily lives, allowing him to transform us and guide us in our daily walk with him. Consider the story of a sculptor who, with great skill and patience, transforms a rough block of marble into a beautiful masterpiece. In the same way, our Father God, with his infinite power and love, is shaping our lives into something beautiful and purposeful. Trust in his power and surrender to his loving hands. This week, I encourage you to spend time reflecting on God's creative, sustaining, redeeming, and sacrificial power. Let it deepen your faith and draw you closer to him. Share this truth with someone who needs to hear about the powerful love of our Father God. Today, let's carry the assurance of our Father's power, living in the confidence that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion.